You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, some goofy stories that are out today. They ranked the best hangover cures, and they say that fresh air is the best.
Okay, just go outside and take a whiff of the air and suck it in. I saw fruit was on the list. Is there a specific fruit that you're supposed to eat?
I don't know, like a mango or something?
Right, or a pomegranate or something.
Carbonated drinks was on the list, a cold shower, and just staying in bed all day. Well, I don't know, is that a cure?
That's a result. You just sleep it off. Yeah, try to...
I mean,
I guess. Or you could just not drink so much.
There's that. There used to be a character on Saturday Night Live named Stuart Smalley, and he would look in the mirror, and what was he saying? You're good enough, you're smart enough. Doggone it, people like you.
Yeah.
If you've been trying to motivate yourself, looking in the mirror and you're saying, I should do this, I will do that, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, that's not the way to do it. There's a study, a university study, that's found when people gave themselves motivational comments, doing it in the second person, it improved their performance. So in other words, instead of saying, I can do this, you should look in the mirror and say, you can do this.
You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can accomplish anything.
Yeah.
You look great today.
The whole motivation thing is so tricky and funny. Anyway, a sports psychologist says the problem is that when you use the word I, your brain is more likely to think the opposite. Like, oh, I can't do it.
Okay.
So you kind of got to trick your brain.
Trickery. You need to stop talking to yourself so much.
Yeah. I tell you, the last time I was talking to myself is when I was muttering over a kitchen appliance. They went out and surveyed people about their appliances and asked them to pick the ones that confused them the most.
This is funny. You're standing there scratching your head looking at your clothes dryer.
And you feel like an idiot.
I don't know
how
to turn this on.
It's a device that was created that's supposed to serve me, and yet I can't figure it out. It's like when you get a new car and you're looking at the dashboard, you know, those little screens, and you've got the little knob to turn, you know, like a menu thing. And you're like, this is supposed to be at my beck and call, and I can't figure it the hell out.
Do I want low heat or high heat? I don't know.
They picked the washing machine as the most confusing of the appliances.
Yeah, there's so many settings and cycles. And I was talking earlier today about the ones I saw yesterday that are now Wi-Fi enabled.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi enabled washing machine.
Yeah, I saw some people were texting
you about that too. They said they love them because it'll alert when it's done washing or if it's not clean enough or if it's not dry enough. It'll tell you right there on your phone. Call me old-fashioned, but I just like to go down and open the door and feel my pants and see if they're still wet.
You know how we have to pick our battles, especially, you know, when you're raising kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pretty much have to pick your battles. You just can't harp on them about everything. And that's even true when it's a stepchild who's 20 years old. I went to pull stuff out of the dryer because I had to put some stuff in, and she had left the dryer full. Tell me how you stand on this. It was so packed, I couldn't see how any of the clothes in there could even move around. She
just
waits forever. She's
clothes.
The biggest slob on the planet. Mm-hmm. Okay, she is a slob. And she just waits and waits and waits to do her laundry. And when she does, she throws a ton of stuff in.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to say, I don't think you're accomplishing. The whole idea of washing and drying is friction, really. It's a friction thing. And when everything is packed in there, it can't really tumble across itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's too tight.
So I didn't know how you feel about
better
that.
Better her clothes than yours, I guess.
Right.
I guess you could have pulled something out and sniffed it to see if it's still...
No, I just...
You don't want to do that. That'd be weird.
Couch here. There's your stuff. What else? The microwave was second, followed by the dishwasher. These are the appliances that confound us, don't you know? And then lastly, I want to throw this in. There's a documentary that's coming out. When is this going to be on? Oh, it's on the Paramount. I don't think I get that one. Anyway, it's a documentary. It's a docuseries called Sometimes When We Touch.
Oh.
Which, by the way, is the name of a song that I remember playing in Power Rotation back when it first came out. It's a docuseries about soft rock, the mellow rock. And they profile all these artists like Kenny Loggins, Air Supply, Michael McDonald, The Carpenters, Christopher Cross. Some of you are going to have to Google some of these people. I get that. But if you're of a certain age, you remember these. And I got to raise my hand, Jer.
You're going to watch it?
I'm definitely going to watch it if I can. I don't get that channel.
Paramount Plus, it's a streaming service, yeah.
I would like to watch it because I have some guilty pleasures. I'm a rock and roll guy, but I got guilty pleasures of some soft rock songs.
You do
I know
it. You
do,
you.
Mr. John Denver, but
shh. Don't
but
say,
some of these
don't say anything.
I mean, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'll say it. I'm a man who likes hard rock and roll. And there are some Barry Manilow songs I like.
You want to hold yourself and sway.
I'll say it. There are some of the soft rock songs that I'm like,
yeah, we've all got those little.
Listen,
songs
I challenge you. I don't care how tough you are.
Hall & Oates,
male or female. Hall & Oates is on there, but I don't think of them as soft rock. I don't think that should go in that category. They're pop. But I challenge you to listen to "Weekend in New England" by Barry Manilow and not find it to be a beautiful and touching song.
I'm
it's a beautiful
not gonna
song.
Do that.
You're not going to listen to it?
I'm not going to do that.
You wouldn't dedicate 3 minutes of your life.
I don't want to do that.
Instead of listening to John Denver Mm-mm. again to try something else?
I'm sure I've heard it. I'm not a Barry Manilow.
Get out of your
guy.
Rut.
I'm not a Barry Manilow. Give me some Pearl Jam.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have a guilty pleasure. Pearl Jam's fine.
I like the sailing song. Is that Christopher Cross?
Christopher
sailing.
Cross.
I like that. I'll listen to that.
Weekend in New England, Jeremy.
I don't know that one. I don't
you almost will weep.
All right.
All right, tough guy. What's not, what else is trending?
Here is a story you're not going to hear anywhere else today. They went and added up all the things on the 12 Days of Christmas. Speaking of horrible songs. Right. The PNC Bank does this. It's an annual study. This year, $45,523 if you were to go out and purchase everything from the 12 Days of Christmas. That's up 10% from last year. Thanks, inflation. Now, if you were to go out and buy the items over and over each day, like the song suggests, $197,000. The cheapest thing on the list, I believe, was the 8 Maids of Milking. $58 if you want to get 8 maids of milking, if you're into that. They said that 8 women milking cows for an hour at the federal minimum wage of $7.25.
You know, those maids of milking need to have their union representatives.
They
work
need to be paid
for,
more.
For them a little bit
I
better.
Says that's hard work. The most expensive thing, 10 lords a-leaping, $13,980.
So why do the lords get so much more than the maids?
Because they're leaping, I guess. A little more physical, a little more dangerous, and roll an ankle. Anyway, the entire list is on our Facebook page if you are really bored and you want to look at that. Happy National Hot Cocoa Day.
Yes.
It's a day that you're supposed to go out. It's perfect if it's going to start
Love
snowing
it.
Here in Denver pretty quick. I do have some hot chocolate hacks for you. These are floating around this morning. How about Nutella hot chocolate? You add a spoonful of Nutella to each mug of your hot chocolate. Stir until it's melted. You can do the same thing with peanut butter. This one's called the Peanut Butter Marshmallow Hot Chocolate. You stir in a tablespoon of peanut butter into each mug until it's dissolved, and then you top it with a scoop of marshmallow fluff.
I'd never consider this before.
And then
you know,
that's
the problem. Okay, that's the problem.
The
with
marshmallow
hot
fluff. I mean,
all of the hot chocolate, just in general, is not.
It's just liquid
good
sugar.
For you. Except for the chocolate, is good for you.
I guess. And then this one, I like this one. You drop a scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream into a big old glass. Then you pour your hot chocolate over it, and then you finish with a drizzle of chocolate syrup and whipped cream. That one sounds tasty, buddy. That one sounds really good. You're not a mint
guy. I'm not a minty
guy. You're not a minty guy.
I'm more cinnamon. You know, when I have proclaimed, and I don't know if they still serve it or not. Probably they do. But Snooze?
Yeah.
They did. They had the best hot chocolate I've ever had in my life. It was cinnamon infused.
Oh,
that
sounds
it was
delish.
So good.
Give me some of that.
I'm trusting they still do it that way.
Yeah. Here's some
stuff. I don't know, because I can't get in. The lines are too long.
Seriously, you got to wait like a day and a half to get in there.
Yeah, right.
It's insane. Trending locally, just a reminder, starting on January 1st, we've all got to start paying for the plastic shopping bags. It is Colorado's Plastic Pollution Reduction Act. That's House Bill 21-1162 for anyone that wants to look that up. 10 cents per bag, those single-use carry-out bags, both paper and plastic. That is starting up on the 1st, so a little heads up to kind of train yourself to start bringing in those green bags with you.
Yeah.
The reusable ones.
You know, some of the communities and municipalities have been enforcing this for a while now. Boulder is one of them. And I could be wrong, but I thought I saw this study that said when they first implemented this, you know, this surcharge, that the use of plastic bags went down, but then it came back up again, as if people are saying, all right, I'll pay for it.
You just pay for it, I guess. Yeah. You're forgetting your bags in your car, too.
I have to say, it does make me sick, the amount of plastic bags that our society goes through and throws into landfills.
I have one just for Colorado. The estimate is that Colorado goes through 4.6 million single-use plastic bags every day. So that's 4.6 million bags a day. I mean, that truly is eye-opening. And all this stuff's ended up in the ground, and it takes hundreds of years to, you know, break down and go back to Mother Earth.
Let's do some math. How many
per day? 4.6 million.
4.6 million a day?
Do 30 days.
365, dude. That is almost 1.7 billion bags a year.
That's just Colorado.
That's just Colorado.
That's just us. That's pretty nutty.
Holy crap.
We've been starting to use a lot more of the green bags. We'll bring them into the store and use them.
You know what I've been doing, and I see that they are recommending this, and I wholeheartedly agree, is many times I just won't use a bag at all. Like, people will go to the store and they'll get one or two things, and then they put it in a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think to myself, just pick them up and carry them out.
The thing that's going to be tricky is, like, if you go in and you want to buy, like, 9 apples, you're going to have your own little bag now for apples and stuff, too. Because they're getting rid of the produce bags, I believe.
All right.
So you got to go buy reusable produce sacks for your oranges and cucumbers and stuff. Anyway, plan ahead. That's coming on the 1st. A little clicky-baity, you think?
Sure.
Good?
Clickbait.
People seem to enjoy this. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and
Jeremy. Depending on the day.
Depending on the day and what we post. This one's pretty good. Usually a guy does these Guinness World Records, but I have a lady this morning. She just earned a world record by putting on 19 pairs of underpants in just 30 seconds. How could you not click on that this morning?
Wait, I have a question.
Okay, ask away.
So what does she start with?
Like some tights, it looks like.
Oh, okay. Something. Right. I was going to say, how do they start this video off?
And then how she does it is she lays 19 pairs out in a row. Mm-hmm. So she can just basically walk into them and pull them up,
steps forward, and puts them next. Okay.
It's really quick, but you know what? If you're bored today, there you have it. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Get it.